Hour two of Overtime on this fine Wednesday kicking off. Hour number one, I thought went pretty good. I thought we had some good discussions. We talked about Melvin McBride retiring from football. Let's see. Trey Smith updated his injury. Let's see. What else did we talk about? Georgia State game. Talked about the spread. Of course, our Mount Rushmore segment, which, you know, it was one of my favorites last year, and it has already become my favorite one this year. What do y'all think about it? Y'all are still relatively new to Overtime. What do y'all think about the Mount Rushmore segment?
I am a fan.
I am too.
Yeah, I love doing that stuff.
I like being able to deep dive into different topics and try to pick out your four best or four favorite.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
I do that on a regular basis just with anyone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm with y'all. We do a lot of opinion-based stuff in the stuff we talk about on here, but Mount Rushmore, to me, is probably the only segment, really, you can give your opinion and it not really be wrong. Now, yeah, people are going to criticize. People have their own lists.
Right.
But they're not one of the three. They're not one of the three in here, so they have to sit there and listen.
Yep.
And they do. They do it well. So we did that. Let's see. What else did we do? We talked about let me pull up my show prep here. Let's see.
Predictions for our schedule or our record next
season. Yeah, which 8-4. 8-4, I think everybody is taking. I don't think anybody is turning that down.
No. And if you are.
You're a fool. Yeah,
you're a fool. Fool.
You're an absolute fool. Mm-hmm. You don't want to sit there and beg for more. Yes, of course, we want more wins. But at the end of the day, we are taking what we can get. So 8-4, of course, would have been fantastic. It is 7 o'clock. It is that time of the day. Recruiting segment coming up. Honestly, getting ready for it as we speak. Got some good stuff today. Just a few things, not a ton that we will get into here. Hopefully we can make it last a little bit. Julia, go ahead and hit the music.
Philip Fulmer has been doused with Tostitos chips, perhaps. Who cares? Here come Tennessee fans from everywhere. Here comes media from everywhere. You can count it down with us. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The national champion is clad in big orange.
Are you ready for it?
Okay, let's see. We will start with Xavier Hill tonight. Mr. Hill out of Olive Branch, Mississippi, over at Olive Branch High School. Tennessee makes his top six. Let's see. All he says, top six, and then the football emoji. Short and sweet. Along with Tennessee are LSU, Alabama, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and Texas A&M. So an all top six for the big men out of Olive Branch, Mississippi. Mr. Hill, an offensive guard in the 2020 class, 6'3", 325 pounds, a mountain of a man on the line. Three-star guy according to 247 Sports, 29th overall offensive guard in the class, and 9th best player out of Mississippi. Current crystal ball predictions, no shocker, Mississippi native, 100% to the Bulldogs of Mississippi State. Other offers come from everyone I just mentioned, Alabama, LSU, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, and many, many more. So congratulations to him. We move on to Isaiah Horton. Mr. Horton was on campus just a few days ago. He tweets out, UT today, orange emoji, 100 emoji, white ball emoji. So good to see him on campus. Mr. Horton is out of Nashville, Tennessee, an in-state guy over at Innsworth Academy, a wide receiver over at Innsworth, 6'2", 180-pound receiver in the 2022 class. No rankings at the moment, no stars, no nothing, no crystal ball predictions either. Only 6 offers so far. Arkansas, Georgia, Louisville, South Carolina, Tennessee, and one more that is not listed are his offers. So congratulations to him. He seems like a rising, what would that make him? Freshman, something like that. I don't know. But he's got a long way to go. So congratulations to him. Let's see. We move on to Philip Webb. Mr. Webb is one of the top players in the 2020 class, an outside linebacker out of Buford, Georgia, down at Lanier High School, 6'4", 210 pounds. He was on campus just a few days ago as well. Let's see here. Third overall outside linebacker in the 2020 class, 6th best player out of Georgia, 40th overall player nationally, according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings. four-star, almost five-star guy as well. Current crystal ball predictions, 100% to Clemson. No shocker there. Other offers come from Alabama, Auburn, Clemson, Ole Miss, Arkansas, and, of course, Tennessee. We move on to one of the top targets in the 2020 class for Tennessee, Mr. Amari Big O Thomas. Amari was on campus a few days ago, actually over the weekend. I believe he made his way up Saturday or Sunday, spent some time with the staff, tweeted out a GIF and or GIF, however you want to pronounce it. Most people just put a picture, but Mr. Thomas went the extra mile. GBO on my way, he says. Mr. Thomas is out of Memphis, Tennessee, over at Briarcrest Christian Academy. He's listed as an offensive tackle, 6'5", 299, but plays both ways. Rated as a defensive tackle, though. Four-star defensive tackle in the 2020 class. Eighth overall defensive tackle in the class. Fourth best player out of Tennessee and 92nd overall player nationally. All of that according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings. Interestingly enough, since he is such a high target and hot commodity in this year's class, no crystal ball predictions at the moment. Nobody really knows which way he is leaning. Other offers come from Alabama, Arkansas, Memphis, Ole Miss, and, of course, Tennessee. We move on to Xavion Battle, Mr. Battle, out of Fort Myers, Florida, at Dunbar High School. Let's see, 5'8 and a half, 153 pounds. So a smaller guy in the 2020 class, a corner in the 2020 class. Let's see, he tweets out, Tennessee, I'm here. What's up? He was on campus a few days ago. No rankings at the moment. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. And it looks like he currently has zero offers. If he does have offers, they have not been reported by anyone. So maybe Tennessee working on a diamond in the rough in this year's class. You never know. So good to see him on campus. Next, Xavier Watts has Tennessee in his top five, I believe. Top six. Excuse me. I can't count. Top six. Mr. Watts tweets, thank you to all the schools that have recruited me. I'll be focusing on these six schools. Shout out to whoever did his graphic. Along with Tennessee, Nebraska, Iowa State, Michigan, Notre Dame, and Wisconsin make the list. So very Big Ten, very Big Ten heavy. Only one SEC team in Tennessee. Mr. Watts, a wide receiver in the 2020 class, 6'1", 185 pounds. He is out of Omaha, Nebraska, over at Burke High School. A three-star receiver in the 2020 class, 76th rated receiver in the class, and number two player out of Nebraska. Current crystal ball predictions, 50% to the Irish of Notre Dame, 25% undecided, and 25% predictions to Nebraska. Other offers, everyone in his top six. Notre Dame, Iowa State, Michigan, Nebraska, Tennessee, and a few more. So good to see Tennessee. Tennessee needs a wide receiver in this class. I don't think we have one committed, yet it looks like we're going to get two big-time quarterbacks. They need somebody to throw to.
Yep. We need them.
That's all I'm saying. They need somebody to throw to. Let's see. One more for tonight, I believe. I think I scrolled over him. Hang on. This is very unprofessional of me. But Josephat Blau? Is that how you say his name? Blow? Blau? I don't know. I don't know how to say his name, and I'm not going to try to say it again. But he was on campus today. Here we go. He tweeted out, Knoxville, what's good? Mr. Josephat is out of Geneva, Ohio, at Spire Academy. I believe this is the guy that is originally from France. I think this is the guy that's on campus today.
Yep.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's see, a power forward in the 2019 class, so maybe he can play this year. 6'11", 230 pounds. No rankings at the moment or crystal ball predictions. Other offers with, of course, a Tennessee offer come from Georgetown, Georgia Tech, Illinois, Kansas State, and Penn State. And then I lied. I said that was the last one. But one more I just remembered about. We talked about him yesterday. Mr. Kerry Blackshear, the big man from Virginia Tech. He's taking visits to Tennessee, then Kentucky. He's also been to Arkansas and Florida, I believe, already. Maybe even Texas A&M. And interestingly enough, he has still not ruled out returning to Virginia Tech. So all of this might just be for loss. But nevertheless, Tennessee is recruiting him. Let's see, Gene Henley on Twitter, he says, note on Kerry Blackshear, from what I've heard, individual exposure, i.e. being the man, in quotes, will have little to do with his college choice. He wants to go to a place where he has the best chance to make a deep postseason run before going to the league. So if you're Mr. Blackshear and that's what you're looking for, out of the schools that we've mentioned, Texas A&M, Florida, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky eventually, and then maybe even returning to Virginia Tech, You would think the favorites there would be Kentucky and then maybe even Tennessee if he does want to make a deep run, because if I believe if you put him up with Josiah James, Lamonte Turner, Jordan Bowden, what's the big man's name that was redshirted last year?
Burns.
Yeah. DJ yep. Burns. And then everybody else they have coming in. The big man from Arizona State, I'm not going to try to pronounce his name. You put all those together, I don't see why Tennessee could not make a deep run in the tournament. That's just me.
Yeah.
But it seems to be Mr. Blackshear wants to go somewhere he can make a deep run. And you would think Kentucky and Tennessee would have the upper hand ahead of everyone else. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to wait and see. And that will conclude a Wednesday edition of the Recruiting Update.
Well done.
Thank you. Tell you what, I'm out of breath. God, I don't know how Tanner does it. I really don't. I don't know how he sits up here and talks for two straight hours. I'm going to go home tonight, drink as much water as my body can hold, and just lay down. I don't know how he does
it. Drink you some hot tea with some honey.
I'm not doing that. One of my roommates does that, and I make fun of him. Okay, I'm not going to out him on the air, but he does it, and
oh,
I laugh.
Oh, no.
I laugh, which, I mean, he may have something. I don't know. Let's see. Let's see if we have anything here before we go to break. What do we got on the docket? Let's see here. Recruiting stuff. Oh, I will mention this. I wanted to mention it a couple weeks ago, Julia, when it was just me and you on that Friday show.
Yeah.
And I absolutely forgot, so I'll go ahead and mention it now.
All right.
And it is recruiting, so it fits in well.
All right.
We've talked about them many times before, and I'll mention them again and hopefully many times to come, because hopefully they will be Tennessee commits and signees. But two of Tennessee's biggest targets in the 2020 class and two of the top players in the state of Tennessee for the 2020 class have been ruled ineligible for their senior years of high school football. Reggie Grimes Jr., he plays over at Mount Juliet, and he has transferred to, I believe, Ravenwood over there in the mid-state. Yep. He has been ruled ineligible. And then Chris Morris, the big man, I'm going to have to pull that up. I forgot where he plays. I want to say Whitehaven, but I don't think that's correct. But he is also transferring, and he has also been ruled ineligible. Let's see here. No, Memphis Central, excuse me. Played at Memphis Central, but is transferring to a different school. I cannot remember who that is. But both of those guys have been ruled ineligible. Let's go to the 247 Sports composite rankings. You look at their rankings, Grimes is rated as the number one player in Tennessee for this cycle, and Morris is rated as the third overall player out of Tennessee. So two of the top five guys in the state ruled ineligible for their senior seasons, which, yes, they could submit an appeal, try to get that change. But as it stands right now, they will not be playing their senior year. Real quick, do we think this kind of changes anything for Tennessee and anyone else recruiting them? Or do we think they are good enough prospects, even though they may not play for a year of football until they get to college, that they will back off in a way? What do y'all think?
You would think if they're number one and number three that they, you know, they've got a solid foundation and, you know, Jeremy Pruitt and the boys seem to feel good about it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, same thing. They seem like they're good enough. I'd be willing to take the chance on them for sure.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm with y'all. I mean, Reggie Grimes, he was a five-star guy, been bumped down to a four-star. Not really sure why. Doesn't make sense. And then Chris Morris, a very high four-star himself. And both at positions of need. Mr. Morris, an offensive guard, offensive lineman. We all know Tennessee struggles on that offensive line.
Yep.
And then Reggie Grimes, he's a defensive end slash linebacker hybrid. So somebody that can rush the passer, somebody Jeremy Pruitt and Coach Ansley can mold into a big-time defensive player. I don't think anybody's going to back off on him. I think it's silly if you do that. Now, you could make the argument that, well, Khalil McKenzie didn't play his senior year of high school. Look how he turned out. Well, that's true. But look who his coach was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he came in as the top defensive tackle, or maybe even defensive lineman overall.
Yep.
Out of high school, gets hurt, and then you look at him in the NFL, and what is he? He's an offensive guard. So, we all know Butch Jones and his staffs didn't know what they were doing. Yes. But I feel like Coach Pruitt and this staff have a grip on things.
Yes.
So if they think somebody has talent, who am I to judge? So that's just my two cents. But, no, I agree with y'all. I think Tennessee and all the other programs nationally that are after these guys continue to go after them. But it does kind of suck two high-profile guys in the 2020 class may not play their senior year. And also I'll mention both guys are top 100 players in this year's class. Mr. Grimes, 31, 31st overall player nationally, and Mr. Morris, 86th overall player nationally. So two big-time guys may not get to play. Just wanted to pass that along. I felt that was big news. Yep. If anybody follows recruiting like I do, it is a drug. It is my drug of choice.
Yeah, it is.
It is something that I noticed a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to get out there. So that will end the recruiting segment. That will end the first segment of hour number two. Coming up, we'll get into Tennessee's second opponent. We talked about Georgia State in hour number one. We'll talk about BYU and Tennessee coming up. We'll also talk about a Tennessee baseball player who picked up some praise today. We'll play birthdays later on. And then a couple Titan greats get honored today as well. All that to come. Stick with us. You are listening to Overtime on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche.
Welcome back to Overtime. You know, I've said it before, and it applies again tonight. It's like these recruits know when I give the 7 o'clock recruiting update.
It is starting to get weird.
I mean, I'm telling you.
The timing.
I mean, I know we're an international show and all, but it's like these kids all tune in and just give me free material. And I'll tell you what, I appreciate it.
I
really do. I search high and low for these guys, and then it just happens to come across my timeline.
Yep.
So I appreciate everybody. We won't go to the breaking news desk just because, honestly, I can't remember what folder it's in. But Tennessee just recently, let's see, as of, when was this tweeted out? As of 25 minutes ago, has another 2020 commit for the football program. This time, Lovie Jenkins. Let's see. Mr. Jenkins out of Ocoee, Florida at Ocoee High School. He's a corner in the 2020 class, 6 foot. 182 pounds. Mr. Jenkins released a statement via his Twitter. He says, first, giving honor to God for all that he has blessed me with to accomplish one of my many purposes here on earth, for instilling greatness within me because I for sure know with him I cannot fail. I would like to thank my family, the coaches who have trained and helped me perfect my craft, every college coach I was able to build a relationship with during this process, Coach Aaron Shepherd and his staff for coming in and changing our program for the better and developing us into the young men we have grown to be today. My team brothers, I love y'all boys, and Ocoee is definitely and will always be, in quotes, up to something. And last but certainly not least, my mother, for creating such a king as myself and nurturing me into something great. He continues, I never expected to be where I am today, but I never expected God to not bless me with the desires of my heart either. Along the way, I kept the faith and worked hard every chance I got, and I can say today that I am truly blessed. God has placed me in a position to succeed and build a life for myself, and I couldn't be more thankful. With that being said, I have decided to continue my education and football career at the University of Tennessee. Hashtag powered by the T. Hashtag Rocky Top. Hashtag One Nation Under Vol. I've never heard that.
Oh, man. I like that.
Get on a t-shirt.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah. Put it on a shirt.
Phenomenal. He continues, ends with saying, thank you for your time, and I won't say respect my decision, just accept my decision. I like this guy.
I love it.
He's got a little chip on his
shoulder. He does. Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it already.
That is awesome.
Let's see. Mr. Jenkins, three-star guy, according to 247 Sports. 59th overall corner in the 2020 class, 86th best player out of Florida. Other offers, it says he has 43 offers, which sounds incredible. The ones listed here, just a few, I don't want to go through the complete offer list, but I will name some of the bigger boys. Of course, Tennessee. Let's see, Louisville was one, Pittsburgh, Notre Dame. Let's see, Kentucky, Miami, and Missouri. Let's see, some big ones. West Virginia, Wisconsin, Duke, Minnesota, Vanderbilt, and then some smaller schools. Tennessee gets another 2020 commit, another defensive back. They had one late Friday night, and then another one today. So good to see that from Coach Pruitt and company. And then real quick before we get to Tennessee versus BYU for the upcoming season, I wanted to mention this because I saw it during the break, And it's something I've been updating on my Twitter for quite some time. We've talked about it many times, and I'll mention him again. Keyshawn Lawrence, the number one player in Tennessee according to the 247 rankings. He's been trending Tennessee's way for a while. The safety out of Ennsworth over in Nashville. A top 60 player in the country. He's been giving love to Tennessee. Hasn't committed yet, but according to 247 Sports, current crystal ball predictions 100% to your Tennessee Volunteers. He's been getting a few for the past few days, and now it is 100% to the ball. So many people think he could pop fairly soon for Tennessee. We'll have to wait and see. But if he does, that will be a very, very big fish for the ball. So just keep that on your horizons.
Good stuff.
Okay. As I promised, we'll talk about BYU and Tennessee. Dan Harrelson, friend of the show, great guy. Love his work over there at Vols Wire. He put out an article today entitled Tennessee Listed as BYU's Fourth Toughest Game in 2019, which I thought was interesting. Mr. Harrelson starts his piece by saying BYU TV's Jerome Jordan released his first 10-in-10 this year. Jordan ranks the top 10 toughest teams BYU will face during the 2019 college football season. Let's see here. Then he posts the tweet where it came from. It came from BYU Sports Nation on Twitter. They say for Jerome Jordan's first 10-in-10 this year, he ranks the top 10 toughest teams BYU will face in the 2019 season. And then check out the top three here. The Cougars will travel to Neyland Stadium and take on the Vols September 7th, the first meeting between the two schools. I'll start at 10 and work our way down. We already know Tennessee is number 4, and then I'll see what y'all think about 3 through 1. So at number 10, the Liberty Flames, I would think number 10 is a good spot.
Yeah.
I would think number 10 is a good spot.
Fitting.
Yep.
Don't know a lot about them, but I don't think they're very good. They do have Hugh Freeze now, so you never know what he can do.
That is true.
But they're at number 10. Number 9, South Florida at number 9. Number 8, San Diego State. 7, Toledo. 6, Utah State. 5, USC. So Tennessee is ahead of the Trojans.
Wow.
4, Tennessee. And then this is where I want to get y'all's thoughts because I, you know, of course, being a Tennessee fan, I think Tennessee should be number 1. But as we all know, the team is not that great.
Right.
But the teams ahead of them, not a lot better. I want to see what y'all think. 4, Tennessee. Number 3, Boise State. Do you think Boise State is a bigger... is better than Tennessee, I guess you should say. Do you think it's a tougher game for BYU than coming to Neyland Stadium?
I don't know. I feel like having to come to Neyland, that's going to be tough. I don't know if I'm putting Boise State ahead of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Off the jump, that just doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah.
I mean, they're historically been pretty good, if not great, every season has Boise State. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to find their schedule for this year to see if it's in Provo or if it's in, I don't even know what city they are, Boise State. Let's see. It's in Provo, so it's a home game. So it's not like they're going to Idaho. Is that where Boise State is? Boise, Idaho?
Sounds right.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So I don't know about that one. That one's iffy. They probably are equally good, if not better, than Tennessee this year. I don't know, but I thought that one's interesting. So Boise State at 3. Number 2, I think we can all agree on this one, Washington.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a good one.
Yep.
I think Washington, especially with Jacob Eason playing this year, I think they could be a force to be reckoned with. I think they're definitely – well, I say definitely. I think they could be the best team in the Pac-12 this year.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't think USC is going to have a great year again. UCLA with Chip Kelly, you never know what he can do in year two. You can never count out Mike Leach at Washington State. Oregon, they seem to be getting momentum with recruits, with their new coach. So you never know. But Washington, I think Washington's safe at that 2 spot.
Yeah.
I agree.
That makes sense.
I agree with Washington being ahead of Tennessee. I really do. Boise State, I don't know. Washington, yeah. And then number 1, does anybody want to take a wild guess who number 1 is? Which I will say, they're a pretty good football team. But I would not put them as a great football team, and I would not put them better than Washington. Somebody take a guess.
Did you already say Utah?
It is Utah.
It's Utah?
It is Utah.
Yeah.
He has, let's see, who's this? Jerome Jordan, has Utah as the toughest game for BYU. And let's see, that's the
first game for them.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's their first game.
It's the opener. Mm-hmm.
It's their first game, and it's at home.
Yep.
So, let's see. Washington, Utah, and Boise State are all at home for BYU, and yet coming to Neyland is the fourth toughest game, according to Mr. Jordan. Now,
interesting.
As I said, I'm going to sound like a homer, because honestly, I kind of am. But you cannot tell me, I don't care how good Utah, Washington, or Boise State is, you cannot tell me playing those three teams in Provo at your home field with your home fans is going to be more difficult than playing inside Neyland Stadium against year two Jeremy Pruitt under the lights of Neyland Stadium with all the rowdy friends who have been drinking for a solid 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot tell me that Tennessee is not the toughest game for them. Which,
I think they forget it's different over here in SEC country.
I think they do. I mean, we've talked about it before on the show. It's going to be a culture shock for the BYU faithful.
Yep.
The team, maybe not so much. I mean, they play in tough stadiums, you know, quite a bit. But the fans, I think the fans are going to I think they're going to be shocked. I think they're going to be changed. Now, is that good or bad going back to Provo?
I'm
I don't
not
know.
Not going
to
say.
But I think they'll be changed. But, yeah, I mean, especially having four home games. Now, if they're playing Boise State, Washington, or Utah on the road, yeah, I could see that. But you're playing at home.
Right.
And
yeah.
I know Tennessee sucks at home for the most part the last 10 years, but everybody's not that way. Everybody's not that way, so, I mean, that's just my opinion. I think Tennessee –
yeah, it's interesting.
If anything, I think Tennessee should be moved to that three spot ahead of Boise.
Yep.
But, of course, I think they're the first toughest. It's a road game. Let's see, going back to their schedule. It's their first road game at an SEC school under the lights on primetime TV.
Yep.
So I think it's going to be a storm they're not ready for, but we'll have to wait and see. So I just wanted to get y'all's opinion on that. I thought it was a little ludicrous.
Yeah, it's a little whack.
I wanted to see if I was the only one. So, yeah, there's that. And then let me pull this up real quick. I mentioned a Tennessee baseball player getting some love today. Al Solari, let's see here. He was named to the – what was he named to? The Perfect Game / Rawlings All-American Honorable Mention List. Mr. Solari, let's see, I believe he's a freshman this year, a freshman outfielder, I believe. Let me fact check myself real quick, but he has been named to that honorable mention. Now, honorable mention, does that mean a lot? Not really.
Mm-hmm.
But if a freshman is getting some acknowledgement and some love, I mean, you got to give them their due. Let's see, Mr. Solari. An outfielder / infield, so it looks like he plays pretty much any position.
Yep.
A sophomore out of Houston, Texas. So congratulations to him. One of the rising stars over there for the Voltellos.
Yeah.
Let's see, this 2019 season, a couple stats for him. He played in 60 games and led the team in batting average, slugging percentage, and on-base percentage. He went 2-for-3 with two runs in RBI against North Carolina in that Chapel Hill Regional. Batted .429 over the course of the season and picked up four RBIs along the way in the series against Florida. A couple more. He got his first hit as a Vol and went over App State this last year. So even though he's a sophomore, didn't really play last year. Some other awards for him to go along with today's Rawlings / Perfect Game All-American Honorable Mention List. Two more awards from this year. He was also named to the ABCA / Rawlings South All-Regional Second Team and the 2019 All-SEC First Team.
Yep.
So some big love for the sophomore out of Houston. You always like to see that. We've talked about it before. I don't want to get into it. But Coach Vitella seems to have them in the right spot, going the right way. And with accolades and awards like this from a young guy that is producing, it just got to make you feel good. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Fulmer, if you're listening, and I know you are because I know you love our station, give Coach Vitello an extension. Give him his money.
Yep.
Let him do what he wants. He knows what he's doing. And that's my two cents. Okay, we'll go ahead and hit another break. We will play the birthday game on the other side. We will have Matt against Julia, and I will be the MC for it. I love being the MC for it. Not as much pressure. So we will get into that. See who can best the other. And then we'll touch on Titans, Steve McNair and Eddie George today, and also update you on KD and his surgery. All that and more coming on the other side. You are listening to Overtime on Fan Run Radio. You know what time it is. You know the music. It's 7:35. It's time for the birthday game. We have Julia. We have Matt. Let's see. I believe. Let me do another quick count, even though I just did. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see. 4, 5. Five. Best of five.
Okay.
So three, whoever gets three first wins. Let's see. If I'm grading this, oh, man. I feel like y'all should know all, maybe four of the five. So, let's see. I'll give it a solid B. I'll give it a solid B.
We'll work with a B.
I think B minus is a little pessimistic. I think B plus.
Yeah, I mean, if we should know,
it's a little
four
too much
love. Five.
Yeah,
sounds like
I mean,
decent.
The only one you may not know, which Julia may not know. I don't know if old Maddie will. He might though, but we'll see. So yeah, a B. So let's go ahead and get into it. Let's see. First up for tonight. Oh man, we're starting with a dead person. Let's see. Let me do some quick math here.
Rip.
Dead person. Let's see. She would have been 90 years old today.
Okay.
She would have been 90 years old.
All right. All right.
Let's see. She's listed on here as a nonfiction author, but honestly, I wouldn't put that as why she is, known. Mm. Let's see. She is not from America. She's from Germany.
Okay.
Let's see. Her about section. She was born in Frankfurt, Germany, and was raised primarily in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. Let's see. She gained fame for her diary after her family was betrayed.
No. Anne Frank?
Yeah, Anne Frank. It's Anne Frank. Yeah.
Diary, nonfiction.
Yeah. Yep. So that's kind of odd. Yeah, Jewish Holocaust victim whose diary describes her family's evasion of the Nazis during the World War II era German occupation of the Netherlands. Her diary of a young girl, also known as the Diary of Anne Frank, gives a full account of her life in hiding from June 1942 through early August 1944. Yep. So RIP to her, gone way too soon. We move on. We move on to somebody who's alive.
Okay.
Lighten up the mood a little bit. Let's see. He is 34 today. Let's see. He's from California. An actor.
Okay.
Let's see. That'll give it away. Let's see. He played in 2006. He played AJ in the short film Frat Bros. Afterwards, he received a small role on the CW show Seventh Heaven. He made his film debut as the character Greg in the hit 2007 comedy Superbad.
Dave Franco.
Yeah. Brother of James Franco, of course, who played Cole Aronson on the ninth season of the TV series Scrubs, then hit his breakthrough film role in 2012 comedy 21 Jump Street. His other notable film roles include Now You See Me, Neighbors, The Lego Movie, and Nerf.
Neighbors, yep.
I don't remember him in Superbad at all. I haven't seen that movie in a while, but...
Oh, man.
I haven't either.
Such a good
and
movie.
I'm pretty sure, isn't he the guy... You remember in Superbad when they had that house party?
Yes.
Was he the guy... I'm pretty sure he was the guy who... I don't want to say like bully, but was kind of like the aggressive guy.
Yeah,
Wasn't that him?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was him.
Yeah.
I guess you could call him a bully. I don't know. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that's him. Like you, I haven't seen it in a long time, but yeah, it does ring a bell that he was in that.
I need to watch that. That's such a great movie.
Yeah. Such a good movie.
Okay. Moving on. Let's see. 2-2. Julia, next one, takes the game for her. Still a chance for Matt, though. We move on. This might be the one. You know what? I'll save that one for last. We'll see if we can make it a game. Up next, another dead person.
Okay.
Let's see. He would have been, I won't do that math. He would have been 86 today. I believe I can add 86. Let's see. Politician born in Massachusetts. Let's see. That'll give it away. He started the Points of Light movement to promote volunteerism as a means of solving social and community problems. Let's see. He's remembered for the Gulf War and the North American Free Trade Agreement. He was a president.
George Bush Sr.?
Yes. George H.W. Bush.
H.W.
Yeah. 44th president of the United States, who also served as vice president, congressman, and ambassador, director of the CIA, and served in World War II. His son, George W. Bush, served as the 43rd president of the United States.
He passed away this last year, didn't he? 2018?
I believe so. Yeah. Yeah,
I think
just
I
last year.
His funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
November 30th, 2018. So, end of last year, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, we move on. 2-1, Julia. Let's see. Okay, next. 34. He is a musician, an artist. an in-state guy. He's from Murfreesboro, born in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, so a mid-state guy. Let's see. Recipient of a contract with RCA Records after his winning finish on the television program Nashville Star. He developed, he developed a long love for singing in his school choir. During his time in college, he toured and performed more than 150 times. I don't think that really gives it away. let's see. Songs include Drinking Me Lonely.
Chris Young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
love Chris Young.
His number one hit, The Man I Want to Be.
Yep.
Let's see. He's the grandson of Richard Yates, who was a performer on the Louisiana Hayride. I don't know what that is. He also had a cover song with Willie Nelson. So, Chris Young. Let's see, how old is he today? 34 today.
All right.
Happy birthday to him. So, Julia takes the game, but we will do the last one. Let's see. 38 years old today. Brazilian model. Model, actor, spokeswoman who became a Victoria's Secret angel in 2000.
Is it Giselle?
No.
No.
Adriana Lima.
Yes, Adriana Lima. Forbes listed her as the one of the top earning models in 2012 after she earned an estimated $7.3 million in 1 year.
She's the best of the best.
When she was 15, she won Ford's Supermodel of Brazil competition.
Yep.
In 2011, In 2011, she said that she drinks nothing but protein shakes in the 9 days preceding a show in order to drop weight while working out twice a day.
Jeez.
So there you go, ladies.
The grind.
There you go, ladies. There's your secret. Drink protein shakes, work out twice a day. Since we have time, even though the game is over, I will go ahead and look up this day in history. Because I suck at it, but I like to see if y'all know
I'm kind of glad you didn't add that in
I am too, but we'll just do it for fun. Let's see if I can find a good one here real quick. Let's see. First thing, June 12th.
What happened on June 12th?
It's a good question. It's not wanting to load. June 12th, let's see. Okay, let me go to this website. Hang on. Hang on. It's bad radio. I apologize. On this day in history.
How old is Giselle?
Giselle? I don't know.
She can't be 38.
It was her birthday not too long ago.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I thought
she's probably 30s.
I think she is more like 30.
Late 30s.
7, 38 maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think she's in her 40s yet.
She's a little bit older.
Yeah. Let's see. Was this today or was this yesterday? Because it says
today is the 12th.
It says today, but then on here it says updated on June 11th. So maybe it is today. We'll go with it. If it's not today, it was yesterday. So fairly new. But we will go with today, June 11th. Let's see. How should I put this? Because if I just say it, it'll give it away. Let's see. This, just give me the president. This U.S. president challenged Gorbachev to tear down the wall.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan. I didn't know how it was clear. Yeah, Reagan. Tear down this wall.
Reagan smash.
Yeah. let's see. Is there anything else that happened today? I don't think so. Well,
today or yesterday?
Or not as noteworthy. So.
That's a pretty big deal.
I mean, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal. Changed the landscape over there for sure. Let's see. Yeah, Mr. Gorbachev to tear down the Berlin Wall, a symbol of repressive, communist era in a divided Germany. So, yeah. Didn't count. I mean, I guess it could count if you want it to, Matt. But Julia takes the game today.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations.
Got a little revenge because Matt beat me last week.
Really?
Can't win them all.
Matt! Was that your first
His
time
His first
playing?
Game, it was my and first he beat time. Me.
That I don't know if you know this, but that does not happen.
That never happens.
Yeah.
Your first game is usually your worst.
It took me like 3 weeks to get my first one. It
took me months when I first started playing.
This might have been my worst. I would not have gotten the model one, and I definitely wouldn't have gotten Chris Young. I'm not a country guy.
This is a little bit more catered to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a country guy, and I definitely don't know who Chris Young is.
Yeah, I don't know. I was hoping to have a longer list of names. I mean, there's some people on here that y'all might know. Do y'all know who Christine Sinclair is?
Negative.
Nope.
Soccer player?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't really know who that was either. Do you know who... Let's see, let me find... Do you know who Danny Gonzalez is?
Sounds... Jones?
He's like a YouTube famous guy, younger guy.
No, not gonna know.
I don't think you would.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you know who Mark Henry is? Excuse me.
Oh,
Mark,
yeah, wrestler.
Wrestler. Yeah, yep. Mark Henry. It's his birthday today.
How old is he? Did it say?
48.
Mm.
48.
Yeah.
I almost put this one in. I didn't know if y'all would know, and I didn't want to make it sound like I knew who it was because of who she or what she is known for.
Oh, no.
Do y'all know who Kendra Wilkinson is?
Oh, yeah.
The name
Playboy
sounds...
Bunny.
Playboy Bunny.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Married to, or was married. I don't know if they're still married to Hank Basket.
Yeah. I think they also had their own show outside of the Hugh Hefner Playboy Bunny.
Yeah.
Show. Let's see.
Hank Basket, the football player?
Let's see.
Yeah.
She married, yeah, Hank Basket in 2009. They had a son. No, they separated last year, actually.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So she
is. Yeah, they were up and down for.
So she is on the market.
You know, typical
everybody.
Hollywood.
I'm
going
to have to make a call.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was on E's Girls Next Door. And then she also had her own show on Wii called Kendra on Top. But
yeah.
Yes, mostly known as a Playboy Bunny. So happy 34th to her. Other than that, do y'all know who Tate LeBrand is?
No.
Okay, just YouTube. Sorry, I didn't think you would.
Very interesting name, though.
It's crazy how YouTubers are now considered like celebrities.
And he's only 13.
They're making
a crap ton of money.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, it is.
This from John Reed, our very own from Talk Sports, tweets in. I'm guessing he's talking about Kendra Wilkinson. He says she was last seen dating Mean Chad from The Bachelor.
What?
Is that true?
Oh,
I'm
my goodness.
It's true.
I did not
I'm guessing
who,
it's true.
That's got to be the most toxic relationship
I don't either, honestly.
Yeah.
On the planet.
I don't know who that is. I'm guessing somebody else.
I do.
Okay.
I know who John's talking about.
That's really it. I mean, this day was not great. But, yeah, so Julia takes the game. Congratulations to her. Sorry, Matt.
It happens.
It does.
Hey,
we're even now. Yeah,
yep.
There you go. Let's see what time we got. Okay, we'll go ahead and take another break. Wrap it up here strong on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Great last segment. You're listening to Overtime on Fox Sports Knoxville. Wrapping up the show here on this fine Wednesday. We talked a lot of Tennessee Volunteers football, as we should, being a Knoxville radio station, being fan-run radio. But we will switch gears to another Tennessee football team, the Titans in particular, over there in Nashville. They retired two numbers today, and probably, without question, two of the greatest Titans player to ever don the blue and the darker blue. Today they retired number 9 of Steve McNair and number 27 of the great Eddie George. Matt, I know you're not a Titans fan since you are from Philly. Julia, did you ever watch Eric McNair or Eddie play?
Yes. I feel like I did watch Steve McNair a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a distant memory, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was awesome.
He was. You know, as I said, probably two of the GOATs when it comes to Titans and Titan greats. Both of their numbers are retired today. You know, I'm kind of surprised it took so long to retire either
McNair,
number,
yeah.
But especially, yeah, Steve McNair. I mean,
yeah.
He's been gone for what? He's been gone for a while. He passed away.
Fourth of July, I want to say, like, was it 2011, 2010?
I mean, it's been a couple of years now. Let's see what Google has to say. But, yeah, you know, I'm kind of surprised.
2009.
2000, so 10 years.
Yeah.
So he's been gone for 10 years. Yeah, so kind of surprising.
Yeah.
A guy who, one, was, you know, by far the best quarterback the Titans have had. You know, definitely one of the best players they've had in their history. And then also one who has passed away, especially being 10 years ago now. Kind of shocking they haven't done it, but good to see they have now. And then Eddie George, man, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't call myself a huge Titans fan, but if I'm pulling for an NFL team, it's got to be the Tennessee Titans. Peyton Manning's out of the league, so I can't cheer for one of his teams now.
Right.
But yeah, I used to love watching Eddie play. Fun fact about Eddie, my mom is originally from Nashville, and my grandparents lived in the same subdivision as Eddie, and every time we would go, we would periodically see him outside, always give us a wave from the car.
Really?
So I feel like I know Eddie, even though I don't.
That's
You've
cool.
had so
always,
many run-ins with
I know,
celebrities.
They flock to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just a vibe I put out. I don't know. But yeah, cool. As you would imagine over there in beautiful Nashville, giant house, giant yard for a giant man.
Yep.
But yeah, good to see those two getting honored and remembered as they should, two Titan greats getting retired today. So congratulations to them. Yeah. Let's see. Before we wrap up here, just a few minutes left. We talked about it the other day, wanted to give an update. Everybody knows Kevin Durant went down with that nasty injury the other night in Game 5 of the Finals against the Raptors. It was speculated to be the Achilles, and it has been confirmed it is the Achilles. This from Bleacher Report. They say breaking, KD confirms he's torn his Achilles. According to his Twitter, surgery was today, and it was a success. Easy money. And then a picture of him in the hospital bed. So everybody figured that's what it was. No surprise there. Good to see he's out of surgery and doing well. You know, it's really going to suck not having him this next year in the NBA. I don't watch the NBA a lot. I say it a lot. I don't. But when one of the best players in the league isn't playing, even for the casual fan that'll watch every now and then, it still kind of sucks. We'll be able to watch him play and do what he does. So hopefully he can come back soon. It'll be interesting to see what happens with him during this offseason. Who's going to pick him up and sign him, even though he will not be playing this next season at a minimum. So that should be fun to see. I'm sure there will still be a bidding war, maybe not like we thought it would be with him being healthy, but nevertheless, I would be shocked if all the NBA teams would not want him. And then, real quick, wrapping up, thank you to Tanner T.C. Carson, our fearless leader. He sent the tweet in our little group message online. Shout out to Shea Payne on Twitter, Mr. Shea Payne 14, I believe is it's Shea. Anyway, he tweeted out a picture about a beer application permit that looks to be posted on the Neyland Stadium, one of the glass doors. Looks like they're having a meeting about a permit down at the city council building in the main assembly room on the 18th at 5 o'clock. So if you want to go, you might be able to.
Let's do it.
I know.
Love that.
That'll do it for tonight. Cole McCormick, intern Matt, Julia Ramsey. That'll do it for Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good.